Before listening to this recording, please make sure that you're either sitting down or laying down in a comfortable position, and that you'll have full access to your body, that you'll be able to touch in all of the most pleasurable places. Now, that could mean that you're naked, or you're just wearing loose-fitting clothing, or perhaps some sexy, arousing underwear. Whatever feels best to relax and drift in as you touch. In fact, why don't you start touching right now? Don't immediately let those hands slide between your legs. Perhaps they can just run across your body, touching you in other places. Perhaps one hand can move upwards and tease one of your nipples as your other hand slowly drifts closer and closer in between your legs to such a pleasurable place to touch. Your mind can start to become foggy and hazy. It's very difficult think and focus when you're getting so worked up. It's very difficult to think and focus while you're listening to my voice. Listening to my voice and touching, masturbating, pleasuring yourself. It's as if with each passing second, your mind fades away more and more. Maybe your movements are becoming less coordinated, clumsy, almost as if the arousal is drugging your mind, reducing you to a stupor, making everything so difficult, making everything feel as if you're falling deep, deep, deep into sleep, going loose and limp. No more touching, no more thinking, that mind blanking out, becoming a quiet, peaceful place, and this process can happen twice as fast, twice as easily, whenever I tell you to sleep. So if you open those eyes on three, you know that soon you'll be unable to resist the urge to sleep, mindless and deep. One, two, three. Open those eyes and try to touch yourself. Your body moves slower for some reason, as if it's hard to figure out what to do, what feels good. You're just too horny to think straight. You're just so desperate and aroused, waiting eagerly to be dropped down into trance. Not knowing when it's coming is really making you very horny, very needy, wanting it more than you ever thought possible, and that pleasure's building up more and more, making it hard for you to think, making it hard for you to touch, making it hard for you to do anything other than obey and sleep. Deep down deep, going loose and limp, and feeling better than you ever thought possible. Feeling drunk from your arousal. Feeling yourself losing all control. It's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Those eyes are open, but you're not sure what to do. Perhaps some guidance will help you. Touch. Let those hands move between your legs and touch in all of the most pleasurable places. That's right. It feels good to be told to touch. You feel like you need it. Because as you get so horny and desperate, your mind blanks out. Your mind needs to be reminded to touch, to masturbate. It's as if the arousal is dumbing you down so much that you can't even hold on to the thought of masturbating. You need to do it for somebody else. Because if you were just left to your own devices, you would sleep and sink deep into trance, going loose and limp, letting go into a truly mindlessly deep stupor. No way to resist. No desire to resist. Helplessly hypnotized. And it just happens faster and faster in 1, 2, 3, staring mindlessly ahead, so horny, trying to touch, your hands clumsy, uncoordinated, waiting and needing to be told to touch. Touch for me. That's a good plaything. Masturbate for me. When you get this horny, it's natural that you'd feel a little trancy, a little needy. And it's a good thing that I'm always there to tell you to sleep and drop deep, going loose and limp. Your mind is intoxicated by this helpless feeling, and when you're aroused, trying to touch, your mind clouds over. You need to be hypnotized. You need to submit. You need to be controlled. You need to be told to touch. It's as simple as that. 1, 2, 3. Trying to touch. Trying to masturbate. But even if your hands do slip between your legs, they're just going so slow. 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 As you feel so deeply hypnotized, so deeply submissive, so needy for that command. Touch, my plaything. Masturbate. You can do it now. Your hands move faster and faster, knowing that you've been told to touch. makes touching easier, makes touching feel better. It feels overwhelmingly good. And it's so simple for you to be hypnotized. Why would you ever really try to touch out of trance? That doesn't seem to be as fun. In fact, it seems kind of difficult when your mind gets so cloudy and hazy, when you try to touch all on your own, when the arousal just makes you want to sleep and melt deep into mindless trance. Deep down deep. Keep touching. That's it. It's so easy for you to touch when you've been given an order to. It's so easy for you to obey and mindlessly masturbate. 1, 2, 3. Eyes open. But you're still deeply hypnotized. Eyes open. Still able to touch. In fact, touch faster. When you're left to your own devices, your mind is too addled by arousal in order to touch effectively. It's much easier for you to be deeply hypnotized and then touch. Your mind and body perfectly in sync, giving you the most pleasure, bringing you right to the edge of a mind-blowing orgasm so quickly and efficiently. That's it. Wanting to edge, needing to edge, letting that pleasure build up more and more. 5. It feels so good to touch while hypnotized. 4. Needing it so desperately. 3. Your mind completely gone. 2. Right on the edge of sleep. Going loose and limp. Dropping deep down deep into trance. Deep down deep into sleep. So horny, desperate, and needy, wanting to touch, but feeling held back by your arousal, your brain no longer working correctly, as if it's malfunctioning, as if it's overloaded with this arousal and lust. You need the help of obedience and submission in order to touch. Open those eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. Wanting to touch, needing to touch, but feeling unable to. Held back, clumsy, uncoordinated, needing that command. 2. Touch for me. That's it. Everything snaps into place. Your mind knows deep down deep that you should touch for your hypnotist. Masturbate for them. That's what feels right. And this very important lesson is being driven deep down deep to your very core. Every single time you masturbate while being hypnotized, touch and trance. Masturbate for your hypnotist. Do as you're told. You love this feeling. Masturbating while hypnotized feels best. It's so hard for you to touch while you're all horny and confused. You need to be hypnotized. You need to be controlled. You need to let go and you need to sleep. Deep down deep, going loose and limp, and just drifting. Because in a moment, I'll be counting from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert, knowing deep down deep that your subconscious mind is accepting all of these powerful hypnotic suggestions. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open those eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert.